one of the things that people often overlook when they're looking to move forward in their goals, they're looking to live an inspiring life, is their environment. So the truth is, your environment, if it's poorly designed, it's going to be one of the top reasons that's holding you back from reaching your goals. But on the flip side, if you have an environment that's supportive, that's inspiring, that is nurturing, and that provides growth, you're going to move forward much faster. And the reason for that is because your environment is a reflection of not only of who you were, who you are, but also who you're becoming. And what a lot of people don't realize is that if you're not constantly, or if you're not at least at some point reevaluating and upgrading your environment, it just stays with who you were. And I'll give you an example of how this might play out. So let's say you go to a workshop and you're there and you're pumped, you're inspired, you're surrounded by like-minded people, and you feel like you have a really good change, maybe a breakthrough, a huge aha moment transformation. And you're excited to get home, and when you get home, you're still somewhat inspired, and then 2 weeks later, you've pretty much forgot everything that happened in the workshop. And the reason for that is, well, there's two things that happen. So the first one is, when you're actually in the workshop, oftentimes the environment is supportive of who you're becoming. It's supporting you in you taking that next step in your transformation. It could be the way it's designed, it can be the energy of the group, often the energy of the leader, the information, the new ideas. So that's part of it. And the other flip side, or the other part of it, would be once you get home, often your environment is built upon who you were. So it's your old thought patterns, maybe the old food that you eat, the constant things that you see that remind you. And what happens is it puts you back into old patterns. So it's not actually helping you foster you moving forward. So you just end up reverting back to old patterns, and it's not actually allowing you to move forward. So that is huge, because oftentimes you can do all this work, you can join all these clubs, these meetups, these masterminds, workshops, but if you're not changing your environment, it's really difficult to help integrate it, because that's all part of the non-conscious or the subconscious mind. So one thing that you could do that's simple, that's easy, is start doing a scan of your environment. So you can start off with your physical environment. Start with like your kitchen, the places you spend the most time. Could be your living room, your office, your bedroom. And ask yourself, is this supportive of where I'm going, who I'm becoming, who I want to be? Or is this a reflection of who I was in the past? So once you ask yourself that, then you can kind of further that, is what's a change or an upgrade that I can make so that it will promote and support your transformation and your journey. So if this is something that you're inspired, you want to know more about, I love talking about environment. You can send me a personal message. You can reach out to me at info@andreaparker.com, and look for my new videos coming up on YouTube, so you can subscribe there.